Beyond Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
He's playing great. Of all the great players I've worked with was Dirk, Kyle Lowry, Kevin Garnett, Sean Kemp, all those guys. He's playing at that high level right now, and then he's just one of those guys that is taking it to another level, leading his team, putting him on his back, being a leader in the timeout. But again, that's what we expect from Blake because he is that good of a player.
Dwayne Casey giving some love to Blake Griffin, and what's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, October 24th. What can we say about Blake Griffin today? But first, Mason, hit him with one for the win. Tell you what, it felt good at Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit tonight, Tuesday night, as the Pistons got the big win. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in the Motor City, covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Got the chills for the first time being around this basketball team in many years, and I don't want to overstate this, but it's going to be a feel-good edition of the Locked On Pistons podcast, although we will get into a little bit of criticism a little bit later on in the show. But just a fun night at Little Caesars Arena as I was covering the game for the Associated Press courtside on the baseline there. Had a good time. But thanks for the listen for the Locked On Pistons podcast. Want to say what's up again to the new listeners. Many of you are out there as the season starts up again here this week, and I know the regulars are out there spreading the word as well. Wanted to give just a little bit of background about me, as I figure we're going to have some big numbers after the Pistons win on Tuesday night here for the Wednesday show. I'm a Royal Oak guy, grew up here, went to Central Michigan myself. Always knew that I wanted to be a sports writer like Mitch Albom and a sports broadcaster like Ernie Harwell, so I moved home this summer. I'm trying to do that here for you guys. Moved to Port Huron after college, worked there for 4 years out of school at the Port Huron Times-Herald newspaper. Worked for 4 years at the Springfield, Missouri news leader in the Ozarks. Had a good time down there covering some high school hoops and also some big-time college football in the SEC as well at Mizzou. Spent some time in the Virgin Islands for 3 years drinking some rum on the beach in St. Thomas and also St. John, a little bit of St. Croix as well. Love to talk about my time at the Virgin Islands. And also 2 years in Chicago, the Windy City. But I moved back home a couple of months ago now in the summer, and excited to bring you guys my second season of the Locked On Pistons podcast. You can expect some fair analysis, maybe a little bit of celebratory analysis on the happy side tonight. Some great guests as well, some interaction with the listeners. That's right, you guys are the stars of the show, so keep that stuff coming. We had a good segment tonight that I wanted to share with you guys about some stuff from Twitter. You guys were on board helping us out with some content as well, which helps me out because I got home about 1:15 here tonight from Little Caesars Arena, and we're trying to bust out this show so I can get up tomorrow and go to practice at the Palace and figure out what we're going to write about for the Detroit News for Thursday's paper and also for online on Wednesday. But today on the show, we're going to run down the details of Tuesday night. I have some thoughts, as you can imagine, on what transpired at Little Caesars Arena against the Philadelphia 76ers. Big win. We're also going to hear from Blake Griffin himself. He had a bit of a game on Tuesday night. In the locker room after the game, a scrum of media talked to him. And I'll break down some thoughts I have on his effort as well as he dropped the nickel on the Philadelphia 76ers. We're also going to talk a little bit about Andre Drummond, maybe unfortunately for Andre. As Dwayne Casey said, we in the media have to find some negatives here, so we're going to maybe find a little negatives as the Pistons 3-0, but still a lot of improvements to be had, especially maybe in the middle with the big man who struggled at times, a lot of times, on Tuesday night. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Love seeing the Twitter numbers go up as you guys are jumping on board, knowing that I'm writing about the Lions, writing about Michigan football, writing about Pistons basketball mostly, and all those other stuff as well. The Michigan State sports, the Eastern Michigan football game that I'll be at this weekend, just all sorts of different stuff. Central Michigan, my Chippewas, always close to my heart. But by the way, give us a follow also on Locked On Pistons, that account, and give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MatchShook. But is your company looking for a new way to reach customers? Your company could be mentioned right now on Locked On Pistons, reaching passionate Detroit sports fans. Podcast listeners, by the way, are 60% more likely to interact with sponsors they hear on their favorite shows. Our demographic is 98% males with more education and more earning power than your traditional media audiences. Have your company sponsor Locked On Pistons. Go ahead and email me at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, at yahoo.com to find out more. We have great early season packages. You can get in on that while the getting is good here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. And we might have a basketball team this year to talk about here on the show, so you know the numbers will go up. They always do after the wins. And we appreciate the Pistons for going 3-0 to start the season so far. So thanks to you guys for that. But the Pistons get the big win, 133-132 on Tuesday night in overtime against the Philadelphia 76ers, who, by the way, not to rain on the parade too much, they were without Ben Simmons. Worth remembering that as we go forward here tonight. So that's so far. We got Allen Crabbe, Damari Carroll, Lauri Markkanen, Chris Dunn, Ben Simmons, some pretty good players that have missed the first three games against the Pistons, who have been fortunate so far this season. But that doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. This team's going to go hot at times, going to go really cold at times, going to go kind of cold, kind of hot, going to be boring for stretches. It's a long NBA season. So when it what matters is that they're stacking wins. As Ricky Jaden-Francois, the defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, said many times on Monday when I was there in the locker room at Allen Park, you just got to keep stacking those wins, especially early in the season. No style points right now. Dwayne Casey's putting in his system. It's happening. It's happening a little bit slowly at times. Certain guys aren't playing quite to their potential. Certain guys maybe should be getting more minutes in my eyes and a lot of the eyes of you guys out there as well. It's a work in progress, and there's going to be some ups and downs. We know that about the NBA season. And it always helps to have an unreal performance from your superstar. Your star, is he a superstar again? I don't know. But 50 points from Blake Griffin, a new career high for a guy who has done a lot of nice things and a nice career. And we'll get to him a lot more a little bit later and hear from him too on the podcast today. But the Pistons are now 3-0 for the first time since the 2015-16 season. You remember that year. They made the playoffs that year, and that year also featured, by the way, an overtime win in Game 3 to move to 3-0, just like this year. And it was also, like we said, the last time the Pistons went to playoffs. Game 4 that year, 3 years ago now, by the way, was a loss to Indiana in Game 4, a Central Division rival. So we'll see if they can avoid the repeat of that, the Game 4 loss, when they play host to the Cleveland Cavaliers on Thursday night at Little Caesars Arena. Blake Griffin with the big basket and a foul. Count that baby in a foul, says George Blaha. He probably said that. Who knows? 1.8 seconds left on the game-winning basket. Dwayne Casey drew it up out of a timeout, giving Blake the ball on the wing. Ran Reggie off of a dribble handoff. Faked the pass to him. Blake did. Thought about shooting the three, but had the lane there as Amir Johnson jumped to him. And especially as he took to the lane, Joel Embiid left the basket and chose another one of the Pistons that he was covering. It escapes me right now. But Blake Griffin went right after Robert Covington under the basket, got to the hoop and the harm, made the free throw, which was big because he had missed his first six of the night. Amazingly, not something you see very often, a guy missing his first six free throws, but still dropping the nickel on the opponents. But a nice one for Blake Griffin there. Joel Embiid had a chance to get the win at the buzzer in overtime, but his three-pointer was wide. I saw it really good from my vantage point. I never had a chance to go wide left, like Mason Crosby, really, about a little wide left there. But Griffin's basket came after J.J. Redick had an incredible four-point play, came off the screen on the baseline and went all the way to the top. Reggie was trailing. To his credit, I guess, was trailing it very enthusiastically, maybe a little bit too enthusiastically, and then completely drilled him on the triple attempt during the attempt and after the attempt. A horrible foul by him, however we want to look at it. It went in, shot went in for J.J. Redick, closing a 30-point night for the former Dukie. That shot came after two big Reggie Jackson free throws. Hats off to Reggie for the foul line composure, if not the defensive composure, a little bit later. Some other bullet points, and there are so many, we're going to forget some, I promise you that. It's been a long night, as you can imagine, right, in that AP Gamer. A lot of twists and turns. If you're writing for – you listen to sports writers, and most of us are just jaded, and a lot of times you go to games and you want as easy of a possible of a game, and so you're just rooting for kind of a blowout so your story can be written basically before the buzzer even sounds for all intents and purposes. But this was not one of those efforts, but I didn't mind it. It was fun to be down there and to be a part of this. But like I said, some other bullet points. Ish Smith off the bench, a great game for him, 21 points, 9 of 12 from the field, just a great start to the season through three games for Ish. Reggie Jackson scored 23 points, a strong game from him overall, going down the stretch, hitting some big shots and big opportunities against a team that was going shot for shot with Redick and Embiid. All the Sixers were doing that was good. Just disappointed, and he was disappointed himself in another dumb foul late in the game like he had on Saturday night against the Chicago Bulls. Rod Beard of the Detroit News, who's my sometimes colleague. Tonight he was not my colleague as he was writing for the news and I was writing for the Associated Press. He asked Reggie Jackson kind of an innocuous question about how the Pistons are closing games maybe a little bit better than before, with these three victories in particular being real close down the edge and Pistons making enough plays to get the wins. But I thought Reggie kind of took that question personally. I don't think he should have, but he was the closer before, as we know, as Pistons fans, and to suggest that the Pistons weren't good at closing games before and now they're doing a lot better, and it's a fact, it's completely true so far, but like I said, Reggie kind of took that question a little bit the wrong way, or maybe the right way in his mind as a competitor, but it was kind of interesting to see that. Andre Drummond, 14 points and 16 rebounds. We'll get into that a little bit more later. 17 for Reggie Bullock, playing his role, doing well. DNPCDs, did not play coach's decisions, from Glenn Robinson, another one from John Luehr, who has not seen the court in the regular season after 2 minutes in the preseason so far this year. I will remind you now that Anthony Tolliver was getting DNPs at the beginning of last season. Takes a while for coaches to figure things out, the rotation. And the best news right now is that they are 3-0 as they are figuring it out. So a good thing for Coach Casey to have a little bit of leeway there. Luke Kennard, as I'm sure many of you might be very upset about, played just 12 minutes, scored 2 points, got burned on D badly at least once right when he got in. But like I said, the bottom line, the Pistons are still finding their way. Andre Drummond has not yet been very good at all. 3-0 is 3-0. Two subpar games that turn into wins, one on the road, one in the division. A really good game tonight to beat an Eastern Conference contender on Tuesday night as they tape this. So as a fan, you can be nothing but pleased about this team overall at this point. And a nice crowd, too, downtown at Little Caesars Arena. Don't be that guy, by the way, who posts the pics and the footage of the crowd right before tip-off or a couple minutes before tip-off. That's not the crowd. That's not the crowd in any pro sport, especially with the Pistons downtown at a nice new Little Caesars Arena. And I'm not saying it was a great crowd or that it was packed house or anything like that. The meat of each half, that's when you see the crowd at its best, its loudest. It was very loud down at the end of the game as well. Gives me an encouraging sign to think that maybe if you ever get that place packed or get some playoff games in there, that it can turn into a loud atmosphere with the fans maybe a little bit more on top of it than maybe they were at the Palace. But not nearly packed. Not going to pretend like it was packed or anything like that. But more wins like this, and maybe it'll get there. It feels like the tide might be turning a little bit for the 3-0 Detroit Pistons. Will play host to the Cleveland Cavaliers on Thursday and then Boston on Saturday. I'll be at both of those games this week as well for the Associated Press. Then Detroit has the second half of a home-and-home on Tuesday night in Boston. But up next, we're going to hear from Blake Griffin after the break, break down his performance a little bit more as well. But guys and gals, what is even better than talking about a big Pistons win? It's debatable sometimes, but let's talk about sex. Good sex. And now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Not that you need it, but listen up. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. Chew.com. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Say Blake Griffin drops point number 50, and it's that special time, and you want to make it happen. Maybe you're listening to the Locked On Pistons podcast, and you're thinking, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Where's the old lady or whatever? Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, so no in-person doctor's visit, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. No more awkwardness. I promise you that. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they are cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. Just pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for everything they do for us, especially for sponsoring the Locked On Pistons podcast. Enjoy yourselves out there.
Yes, sir!
What was the swing in emotions there from Reddick's three? What's going through your mind?
I don't know, man, even after a three like that, it's, you know there's so much game left. But, you know, you hate to see, obviously, that happen. But we've been in enough, like, late game situations in practice just to know that being down two, one, or, you know, maybe two if you hit the free throws, it's nothing. Just got to believe and execute, and we did.
Take us through the sequence then. You get the ball out of bounds. What do you see, and what are you thinking?
You know, it was a design. It was Coach Casey's call. Possible handoff or keep, and he drew up a great play. Reggie came up with speed. You know, everybody's in the right spots, and we're fortunate. But it starts with, like, believing. You know, on this team, like today, we believe this whole game. You know, I never saw, like, a moment where we were like, all right, well, we tried. Or there wasn't a moment where I saw a lot of times last year, you know, where guys were just kind of like defeated. Everybody stayed positive, and that's huge.
Did you, did it look like that there was a thought to take the three first for you?
I was kind of seeing what Amir Johnson was doing. He was on the ball. And I saw him go, and I just figured I'd try to beat Embiid, and he went with Reggie. And then it was just, you know, me and Covington. So, you know, the finish, and, I had to make that free throw after missing six straight. I don't know if I've ever done that.
What's it like for you as a player to hear an MVP chant just the third game of the season?
It's you appreciate the love from the crowd, but we got a lot of work to do, and a lot of games left to be played. So the crowd was all unbelievable tonight. They were huge for us down the stretch. So if they can be like that every night, we'll have a home court advantage for sure.
Is there a point for you during the night where you're like, well, I might get career high, this might be a different type of night for me?
Yeah, when I hit the free throw at the end. I've had games where I came out and hit my first five shots and then finished with 12. You know, and I've had games where I airballed my first two and, you know, finished with 40. So at this point in my career, it's not like a thing where I, you know, throughout the course of the game, I'm thinking, oh, let me get this or let me get that. You just take what comes and use it.
We talked about it in San Antonio last year. Was this year about giving back a little respect? You said absolutely. Mm-hmm. You got a long way to go to the third game, mm-hmm. but the nice kind of thing, kind of like, hey, don't forget about me over here.
Yeah, you know, the past like two, 3 years, I hear is how bad I am. And, you know, I've been hurt. I've had bad games. I haven't even played the way I have. But, you know, we've talked about it. Like, this summer being able to work out for the first time in three summers is huge. You know, the last three summers I was fighting and you know, working as hard as I could to get healthy to be able to play. You know, and this summer I was able to, you know, really put time in and work on my game, work on my body. And, you know, I've always been a big believer in you know, hard work pays off.
We don't want to roll the long audio too much, but we have one rule here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Whenever a Piston drops 50, we're going to let him talk for as long as he wants. But later on, we're going to talk a little bit about the bad news, as Andre Drummond had a rough night going up against Joel Embiid. But Blake goes for 20 for 35, 5 of 10 from 350 points, and 14 rebounds, 6 assists. One of the times during down the court when he kind of sized up his guy and put a bunch of fakes, a bunch of head fakes in there before he went to the basket. Isn't he like the best YMCA player of all time? Although I guess dunking on Embiid in the second quarter, that wasn't exactly the YMCA. But Blake is a pretty measured dude. You just heard it, but also very prideful. I like that part of him. In that way, he is starting to feel like a Piston, and of course it helps when you're winning and producing like he is right now. But just the written off part, he's definitely not fat and happy with his great career that he's had so far. He's got a lot to prove still. Got some conference finals to get to, some NBA finals, some championships to win, all that kind of stuff. He doesn't care about the stuff that doesn't matter right now. It kind of feels like he doesn't care about getting rejected by Jared Allen twice in 1 week in the Brooklyn preseason and in the opener as well. Kind of feels like he doesn't really care about all that much about dunking on Joel Embiid. as well. Kind of opposite of Andre Drummond in that way, I guess. And Blake, the guy, is kind of growing on me, I got to admit it. But that's, I guess, like I said, that's what 50-point games do. And so what about this team? Are they growing on you? I get the sense from fans that some are really just out on this era right now, out on Andre, mostly out on Reggie. Is there a chance for some of you that are doubters or haters? What about your friends that might be not hardcore as you, might not be listeners of the Locked On Pistons podcast? Will they jump on with this group if they play their way into the thick of the playoff race by midseason? Can we save these guys or gals, get them downtown to the arena, and more importantly, get them to listen to the Locked On Pistons podcast as well? Let me know. Let me know what you think about your friends, the other people that you know that are sports fans that might not be into this Pistons group. Get in touch with us at the Google Voice number at 810-666-1546. Text or call, leave a voicemail, or just send a text. 810-666 Vinny Johnson, Joe Dumars, Terry Mills. 810-666-1546. And by the way, Locked On NBA never went away, and it's still here for you every single day. Locked On NBA is your daily national NBA podcast. Every Monday, get the local experts on the biggest stories, and then stay with Locked On NBA all week long with daily 30 minutes on everything going on in the NBA. Follow for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or tell your smart speaker to play podcast Locked On NBA. And by the way, we got new guests on the show, national ones, during the week. Sam Amick of The Athletic and Ben Golliver of Sports Illustrated. Good stuff daily from Locked On NBA. Next, we're going to talk about the bad news as Andre Drummond had a rough night going up against Joel Embiid. And we'll talk about that next year on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, so here's what just happened. I lied to you all show. We're not going to talk about negative stuff today. We're not going to talk about Andre Drummond. Instead, we're going to keep it positive today. We got some time on Thursday's show. We'll talk about that then. The story is evolving a little bit with Joel Embiid and Andre Drummond, and you saw the game, and I'm sure you've got some thoughts on it as well, and send them to me if you do. But Joel Embiid says he owns some real estate inside of Andre Drummond's head, and then Andre Drummond came through with a tweet responding to Keith Pompey, our Locked On Sixers host, as well. So check that out all online if you want to gear up for what we'll talk about that on Thursday. I have a feeling I'll try to grab Andre Drummond at practice on Wednesday as well. So we'll talk Andre Drummond a little bit more going forward. But today I wanted to keep it at the good news. And I sent out a tweet to you guys from the Locked On Pistons Twitter account as I was in the locker room on Tuesday night. And I said, does anyone have any thoughts on the game or a newspaper three-word maximum headline? And you guys all came through. Brendan Welper of Piston Process says, trust the process should be the headline. Digital Jesus, Twitter user there, says, shake and bake. Joseph Aronoff says, are we good? Chris Nooney says, best Detroit team should be the headline. Postal Joe says, all Pistons firing. Nick Willis, our runner from New Zealand in the University of Michigan, says, Blake versus everybody. Count Esco, spook, fear, something else. Big Blake energy. Jimmy P goes alternative three-word headline. Embiid, Sixers flop. CJ says Blake goes wild. Logan Renault says process gets pillaged. And Alexander Fudge says Blake effing Griffin. Amin El Hassan says Blake superior. He also said great Blake state and Blake effect rain. I'm not sure which one of those I like the best. My guy Brewster says Blake Austin Griffin. Sean Sears, my guy in Chicago, says retire Blake's number. Anthony John, carried by Blake. Jerry Ramsey, Blake history moment, which made me laugh. I thought that might be, that's kind of funny. Tomas, that just kind of gives you a peek into my sense of humor. Blake effing Griffin, I like that one. Maestro Mike says grit, grind, Griffin. James McCoola says 50 nifty United Blakes. I actually don't get that, and he pointed out that a lot of people don't get that. Might get that, but I'm not one of those people. Patrick James Clough says, Blake is God. I got a couple more here. Mark Carey says, Griffin dominates world. And Ab Kicks says, Blake the GOAT. So I'm going to think about those. I'm going to make the title of this episode one of those. My favorite one out of all those, I'm going to pick it. We're going to make that the beginning of the title of this Locked On Pistons podcast episode. You heard me talking about BlueChew.com. You know what it is, and you know what it will help, and you know that you maybe need it, and even if you don't, it might be fun to try sometimes. Check out BlueChew.com. Use promo code Locked On. All you got to do is pay $5 for the shipping, get the free shipment for the first time, and we appreciate BlueChew.com for jumping up on board No pun intended. I don't know if there was a pun intended. But I've had a couple of pops tonight when I got home from the game, so I apologize for that. And it's getting late. Got to get up and go to practice tomorrow, so didn't want to spend too much time thinking about the Andre Drummond situation, the fact that he played poorly, the fact that he got ejected. We'll have some time on Thursday's podcast to talk about that. I know a lot of you guys were hoping to maybe get my thoughts on it, but again, we're going to hit the sack here and think about this a little bit more, go to practice and talk about with some of the guys. But send me your thoughts. Get on Twitter. Send me a Matt underscore Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check out the Facebook page, Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give us a rating and review on iTunes as well. I did make some notes about Andre Drummond. I do have some things to say about his game on Tuesday, his start to the season, and his overall disposition about it, and how things kind of went down as they did. It's just a strange performance by him. You would expect maybe a little bit more of a guy who's 25 years old now, turning into a veteran in this league. I know he started very young. And 19 years old. But we got a lot to talk about with that. It's a long season, so we'll have some time to talk about that as well. But hey, Pistons fans, and I conclude myself in that group, although I have the awkward situation of being an unbiased journalist at times with the Detroit News and the Associated Press, and then we do the show. It's a little bit lighter. It's a little bit more fan-driven, and I hope you guys appreciate that. But congratulations to you guys for sticking with this team and having a fun night like tonight. There's no guarantee that this will turn into a great season, that the playoffs are coming or anything like that. So when you have these nights like tonight that are fun and your team and you root for them and it's loud at Little Caesars Arena, you should enjoy that. You should enjoy the journey. That goes for all things in life. And I'm just rambling at this point. But this is your host, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all your feedback with everything we do here on the show. And we will bring you some more good stuff tomorrow here on the show. And enjoy your Wednesday, a Victory Wednesday for Pistons fans out there. And have a good one, everyone.